So let's now move into a short meditation and a channel from Kryon. And a meditation can be many things to many people, and really it's just a time for yourself to quieten your mind, allow your breathing to be in slowly and out slowly, allowing your body to relax, relaxing your head, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, relaxing your chest, your abdomen, your thighs, your knees, your calves and your feet, allowing everything to completely soften and relax so that you create a posture to receive messages. When you meditate in quietness and stillness, you receive messages from your heart, your higher self, your guides, from Gaia. And in this circle we are all creating together, we have a community of consciousness postured and prepared to receive a message from Kryon. Kryon knows who is here and who is listening. And so now let us invite Kryon to deliver the message. Thank you, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. As we come to you yet again, we are aware indeed of who is here. The invitation is for you to perhaps listen to the first three channels, for this is the fourth in a series of four. And the subject is this. There is a new frontier happening of consciousness on the planet. It begins now. For those who would watch the news and watch that which is around you, or just listen, or be aware perhaps of the field, you would say, well, it seems to have gotten worse. Dear ones, often that is how it seems before the sun comes out. So indeed, it is a beginning. And we have talked about how it feels for those who discover a grander truth. We have mentioned this. It's not another belief system. This is not something that is an invitation to tear you out of something that you already believe. It's an enhancement of the concept of the Creator, God, Spirit, however you see it. Not just an enhancement, but a full revelation of what might be there. That is what we are going to do even in the circle of 12, moving into that place, which is a multidimensional place of your own soul and what it means. That's what we do. So these four that we give you are the steps that some of you have gone through, the four steps of the revelation of a grander truth. Not a new truth necessarily, but one which has always been there. But the energy of the planet now gives the ability to have it revealed. Intent and wisdom are often the catalyst or the tools of that revelation. And the ones who are often at the forefront are old souls. Now, we have mentioned that before. An old soul is one who has been here on this planet. That's the definition as we have it now, for many times. And so it's like a school. You come and go, and you come and you go, and those who have had experiences or expressions on this planet the most are the ones who start then waking up to a grander truth. They've been here, they've gone through the elementary steps, and now they understand. Is it true, do you think, that through revelations of time, what you learn, that it gets to a place where you graduate? And the answer is yes. through past lives, through incarnations, you carry that which is your Akash, what you knew, what you found out, how you felt about it, what revelations you had, even as the first time, second time, third time you were on the planet, till you get to a place where you feel comfortable here. And then there's more. In this new energy, since 2012, there are tools now starting to be available for those who are waking up to this new revelation. This is the year of revelation. So this now is the fourth channel. And I will tell you where this is going. The others have been the process, what it's like, what to do when, for instance, you lose friends or relatives. And I don't mean through death. I mean through consciousness. In other words, they turn their back. Or in some cases, there's even betrayal, because they cannot fathom what you believe. We discussed last time that it's so different. And we use the metaphor that they are in a black and white world, and that is how they see in all the shades of black and white, and you've moved into color, and they cannot fathom color. And when you tell them about color, they just look at you blankly and say, well, have a nice day, pat you on the head, look at each other and say, well, you know, that person, he or she, will end up in the loony bin eventually. An expression that they've even used for my partner many times. This is the fourth. You're through that. You understand that. You're now facing a grander truth, and it's not just a belief system, dear ones. It is time to integrate. Some have said it's time to implement the new tools of the grander truth. We go the next step. It's time to integrate the new truth. If you simply go along with some of the new tools and some of the new attributes and some of the belief, that's one thing. But this grander truth says that you are a piece of the Creator. So now you can integrate into some of these beautiful attributes that you only thought were available to angelic beings. That's why the healing circle of 12 exists. I told my partner, you remember, Lee, what you saw and what you know, even as a young man. You've seen enough miracles, Lee. Even if you didn't believe in the esoteric things, you knew what was possible. And now it is time to create those things and reveal those things to those around you. The integration has many facets. The first one is this. We've told you that consciousness is energy, and that consciousness can actually create patterns in your life of what you expect you get. We told you it's so powerful, especially with old souls, that it's almost like a menu that you would order life from. Here's the menu. And you look at it, and you see things like happiness, sadness, disease, health. You see cascading problems or cascading, I would say, revelations and good things. That's all on the menu. And it's so interesting which column humans select, because they're not really, really on board with the idea that what they expect, they create. Did you hear that? Dear ones, the attitude of expectation and intent of what your day is going to be like is part of the creation of your day. Oh, wait a minute, Cryon. See, if you've never heard this before, there's a lot of wait a minutes. Wait a minute. You mean we can change chance? Dear ones, how do you describe chance? Chance happens when there's no other attributes around it to change it. Did you know that? Chance happens when there's no attributes around it to change it. If there are attributes to change it, chance then is biased one way or the other. The hypochondriac who is afraid of disease will get the disease they're afraid of. You find that odd. The ones who wake up in the morning celebrating their life saying, I'm free of disease, it hasn't got a chance in my life, that's not what's going to happen to me, are more apt to come through that without it. Or if they receive it, then they have the tools to change it. Consciousness changes the reality. Is it possible, you say, that I can implement this so that I will always be in the right place at the right time, so that the things that are supposed to come to me, which are magnificent, will happen? Yes, yes, and yes. This is what we have taught that is so unusual. You tell that to somebody in a black and white planet. You say to them, I'm bringing good things to me. And they will go, and how is that? And you say, well, I'm thinking about it. And again, they'll pat you on the head and send you away. Because this is color. This is what color looks like. Oh, but there's more. I will show you now something perhaps you haven't thought of. These new tools that start to be integrated into this body of yours, this consciousness of yours, that are now available for the new energy, and also because you've seen this grander truth that is not just palpable, but operational. It's almost like getting a new operational system for your body. You start realizing something. Many of you have started understanding something that you didn't expect. The indigenous of this planet knew all about it. It was more primitive, you might think, because they didn't have the concepts of this in the way I'm giving to you, but they had discovered that this works. Consciousness, being energy, is now being shown. Experiments where groups of people can create that which is positive for other groups of people, or connect through the field. That's now the experimentation of the day. This is being done. You see where the consciousness of a group can change something. That is like so new to you, and you're going, you're kidding, really? And then you start to look at the energies that consciousness is creating and how to measure them. That's going on right now. The indigenous knew this. Did you ever think back all to the stories? The indigenous would gather together and they would have ceremony. And they would have ceremony for their crops and their children and the rain and the weather and all of these things. And so many look at this and go, oh, that's nice, how quaint. And then they move on, not realizing this is what we teach. Did you know that? That by coming together specifically with ceremony, they had given intent together as a group, and an alliance with the planet clicked, and they got what they asked for. Ask an indigenous about their history. They got what they asked for. They didn't even understand at that point. They weren't asking, they were creating. So here's what I want to tell you that's new. It's time to invite back ceremony into your lives. Not their ceremony, not a specific indigenous ceremony, but yours. There are so many around who will help you with this. But what happens with ceremony is like what homeopathy does for your body. Ceremony for your life is a signal that is sent to spirit, to your biology, but specifically this alliance with Gaia. Time for you to have ceremony about you and the earth, because you're walking on it, and it is a sentient part of all that is. It is Mother Earth. The ceremony is at hand, developed by you, for you, perhaps with others you will decide. It's not just a habit. It's not just a thing you do. It's not a doctrine. It's profound in a revolutionary way, and will start to reveal things as they occur that never were there without it. Ceremony is an integration of a new truth. Create your own. Make it modern if you wish, but understand what you're doing is an alliance with the Circle of 12, all that is, the structure of the planet, of the universe, is at your fingertips. Integration. Welcome to a new world. And so it is.